I'm Mike Rossia reporting President Biden's COVID symptoms improve, and the White House says he's staying busy.
I'm feeling much better than I sound.
President Joe Biden and the White House painted a picture Friday of the 79-year-old president still at work despite being diagnosed with COVID-19 one day earlier. But during a video conference with his top economic team,
this is the 38th day in a row of declining retail gas prices.
Biden's illness was evident. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator.
The president is doing better. He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch.
Biden's doctors say his COVID symptoms are mild and he is responding to treatment. The White House says none of the 17 people determined to have been in close contact with Biden when he might have been contagious have tested positive. Biden will be in isolation in the White House living quarters for 5 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.